begin. Before we continue, I just want to point out that Mr. Weiss, he made an important point. I told you yesterday that Pasuk Aleph and Perek Gimel is the only Pasuk in Tanakh that begins with the word Leimar. I'm ignorant. I only quote what I read in the art scroll. And it says here in the art scroll, Leimar, saying this is the only verse in Scripture that begins with the word Leimar. Okay? I mean, what does that mean? In the only verse in Scripture, this means the only word in Tanakh. So Mr. Weiss in his Bekiyas has shown me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 times in Tanakh does a pasuk begin with the word Leimar. So someone here should send an email to Art Scroll and what in the world are they talking about over here? What does this mean? Maybe, I don't know, that's what it says here. It says here maybe they meant something else. I don't know. Okay. In any event, thank you, Mr. Weiss, for that correction. Let's now continue. We are up to. Okay, we're up to Perek Gimel, Pasuk, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalet is a new section. How do we know it's a new section? Because this is the Haftorah of Parshas Maaseh. Well, actually, I don't say so. It continues. The Haftorah Parshas Maaseh, we jump around. We jump around in the Haftorah. We start from the beginning of Perek Beis, and then we skip to Perek Gimel. So these psukim should sound familiar to some degree. Okay, the pasuk begins Pasuk Dal Haloi Me'ata Karos Li Avi. Now, hello, should it not be from now you call me, is it not that now you call me my father, you call me father? Aluf Nurai, the leader, Aluf means the master of my youth, Ota, you Hashem are, you are the master. There are many interpretations, there are many interpretations to this cryptic, mysterious pasuk. Let's see the Metzudos David. Metzudos David is very simple, and he says, Gimel Perek Dalet, Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Halo Me'ata, what does this mean? So the Metzudos David says, Halo Be'es Monati Hageshem Ba'avonech. So he learned that this pasuk is a continuation of Pasuk Gimel. In Pasuk Gimel we learned, Vayimanu Revivim Umalkosh Lo Hoya. Hashem withheld the Revivim, the early rains, the rains that fall in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Umalkosh, the late rains. One of the commentators told us refers to the rains that fall in Chodesh Nisan, Lo Hoya. And this is a sign, when Hashem withholds the rains, it is a statement from Hashem that you are sinners and you are deserving of punishment, that under normal circumstances should awaken the Klal Yisrael to recognize their sinners, they're guilty, and they should be filled with shame for their averos. And yet, we are in a state of denial. Worse than no, we have brazen chutzpah, umetzach isha zonach hayoloch, me'anto hi kolem. But then, problem is, you know, if the economy is not doing well, you have no choice. You have no choice but to be mispalel to Hashem. So suddenly we wake up, and we say to Hashem, Oviata, we make believe we do tshuva. But as the next pasuk is going to say, the tshuva is nothing more than just lip service. Halo me'ata, now, when the rain has come to an end, Karos li avi, you do tshuva, you call me, you call out to me, Father, Father. Aluf nurai ata, you call out to me that you, Hashem, are the master of from the time of our youth, from the time we left Mitzrayim. Let's read the next pasuk, and then we go on to say, Hayinto l'olam, we'll do these two pasukim together. And we say to Hashem, Hashem, why are you so angry at us? Why are you withholding the rain? Why are you causing us to have pain? Will you guard l'olam? Will you take revenge? Will you bear a grudge forever? Im yishmor l'netzach, will you guard our sins forever? Now, according to the Metzudos, the next words are critical. Hine dibart, these words of tshuva is nothing more than lip service. These words have come forth from your mouth, but your actions speak louder than your words. Vata'asi horos, you continue to do evil deeds. Vatuchol, and you succeed. You tuchol here is an emphasis that you succeed. You're able. Not only do you do it with conviction. Vatuchol, you do it. You do as much as you could. Over here in the article, it translates these words. Vatuchol, not only do you do averos, you do as much as you possibly can do. You don't just do a few averos; you do many averos. So, in other words, when we read these two psukim together, what Hashem is saying is, when times are rough, when times are difficult, you do tshuva, but your tshuva is insincere. You say beautiful words. You say to Hashem, "You are our Father. You Hashem are our Master. We remember you from the good old days, from our youth, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim." And you say to Hashem, "Hashem, you have good midos. You're maver al midosav. You forgive us. You don't bear grudges. You don't guard sin forever." You say all the right things. But the Yirmiyah says, the name of Hashem, unfortunately, all of these words are just misofo v'lachutz. It's from the surface and outwards. It lacks sincerity because the true indication of tshuva is to repair your ways, to do tshuva the maisim, to do maisim tov, not just to say nice, pleasant words. Okay, let's see all of that in the Mitzvot David. Pasuk Dalid and Pasuk Hey. One more time. Pasuk Dalid, halo me'ata, halo, behold, be'es monati hageshem be'avoneich, when Hashem withholds rain due to your sins, Karos li b'peh, you call out to Hashem with your mouth. He's jumping really to the end of the next pasuk, and you say the words. You say, "Ovi, Father, v'amarto elai," and you furthermore, you say to me, "Aluf, you are our Master." Two beautiful expressions. Ritzon lemar, ato you Hashem ha'adoin shali me'es ne'urai. You are my Master from the time of my youth. Miyom she bochar tobi, from the time that you have chosen us in Mitzrayim. Hayintor, v'yamarta betil, part of your prayer, you say to Hashem, "Will you guard v'chiyamokam yishmar hasinali oylem? Will Hashem guard his hatred for us forever? V'chiyishmar ha'evo l'netzach, will he guard the hostility, the eva, the hatred, the hostility that we've committed, all of our acts of sin, will you guard it forever? V'kofal inyin b'milim shaynois, in many words, hine dibarta." So Yirmiyah says, all of this is nothing more than lip service. Hinei hadvarim ha'ila dibarti b'fichu levat. You've spoken these words with your mouth. Avol b'maaseh, but indeed, osiso haros, you continue to do averos. V'chol ma sheyecholto la'asos min haros osiso. That's the word v'atuchol. You did not just do a few averos, you took advantage of every situation to do as many averos as you could. U'musav l'mayla, and this goes back to the previous pasuk, Echlo techlimi, how could it be that you're not put to shame when Hashem rebukes you by withholding the rain? In ein libcho sholim imi, if your heart is not complete with me, Ech tadabir b'tfila kadvonim o'ela, Hashem does not find favor, is not favorable of this prayer. This prayer is nothing more than an abomination when it lacks sincerity. Let's see Rashi.
Why is there Korean sin?
Why is there dibarti and dibart? Hinei dibarti. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I didn't see anything. I do not know why there's a kriyat sivir.
Says there's a variation.
What? Yeah, I don't know. What does he say in Chashay?
It makes us shame and custom dibarti. Because it's not the below you.
Would. Right, that's what we do, exactly. That's what we have. Now and it's a kriv of sin. That's exactly what's happening. Okay, well, so we'll see the Radak in a moment. So here's the Mechashai. Okay, I see, okay. So in some form it's written, it's spelled without a yod. It's not part of the Nesaira. But you see, gam kain b'misor achas kisvayad nimelois eila ve'ein zem michlolim, and this is not part of the rule. So in other words, Enochnami quoted here, he says that sifrim miduyakim do not have the yud in the writing. I wonder what it says in the Keter Aram Tzoiva. We have the Keter Am Tzeiva. It's even online. You can probably even see it online. I believe it's online. You have to just know where to go to see what it says there. In the Keter Am Tzeiva, if it has this word without the Yud, like what the Radak, like the Mesmin Chashay says, is the Iker. It's the Svalim Yidyokim. All right, let's see the Rashi first. Rashi Pasik Dalit and Hey Haloy Me'ata. Halavai. If only it would be Sheves Meiro Oscha, if you would do tshuva from your evil, the Korosli Avi. So right away take note that Rashi is learning the Pasik entirely different than the Mitsudos. According to the Mitsudos, this indeed is a statement. Klal Yisrael actually says these words, Oviata, Aluf Nurai. And the only thing, and they go on to say, Hayintar Li'olam, will you guard your anger forever? Im Yishmo Lanetzach, will you guard? Two different words which mean the same thing. Lanetzach. These are the words of Klal Yisrael. And Yirmiyah's response is, bunch of baloney. You people are a bunch of fakers. Hinei Dibart, you say these words, but your deeds indicate otherwise. According to Rashi, Klal Yisrael never said these words. Klal Yisrael is in a state of rebellion. They're in a state of denial. And here Hashem is saying, if only you would wake up, halavai, you should wake up and do tshuva, and you would say these words. Halavai, if only sheves, you would do tshuva. You would repent, meiro oscha, from your evil deeds, and you would say v'karasi li'avi, v'imtaasikach, and if you will do so, if you only you will do so, Hashem, I'm a very forgiving God. Hayinta l'cha adoinecha l'olam. Will Hashem hear me saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu guard forever your sins, this that you have sinned against Him? Im Yishmor lo netzach? Of course not. Lo Yishmor. Hashem will not guard the sin, and He will quickly come to forgive you. Pasuk Hei, Hinei Dibarta, Bificha. Again, according to Rashi, it's very different. Hinei Dibarta, you have spoken. What have you spoken? According to Rashi, Ikar Chosar Min HaSefer. They're missing there. We're going back to the previous pasuk. You have spoken to me harsh words. You have said to me, we're not going to return. Like we learned last week, Radinu, we have descended. The generation is a low generation, or we have withdrawn. All the different expressions. You have spoken. We will not do tshuva. And you continue to do that evil of not doing tshuva. You refuse to apply yourself to do tshuva. You have succeeded in rebelling against Hashem. So two very different approaches to understand this pasuk. Let's see now the Radak. Pasuk
Hey. According to Rashi, it's really, he's explaining it according to the Greek. It doesn't make sense.
No, it's not. Hinei Dibart. Dibart is...
So you said that Avi, and then also... You said, and you did the opposite. It doesn't make sense.
Dibart means you spoke. Dibarti means I spoke.
Right.
If it's Dibarti, it means Hashem spoke. If you say Dibarti, the way it's spelled, Dibarti, Hashem, both Rashi and the Mitzudos are not explaining the pasuk that Hashem spoke. Hashem said nothing. Hashem is saying, you spoke. Now what did you say? According to the Mitzudos, you said nice words. The problem is, you're insincere. According to Rashi, you spoke to me harsh words. You said, we're not going to do tshuva, it's too late for us. But both according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, the word dibart means you, Klal Yisrael, you spoke.
The first
pasuk,
Karasi, according to...
Oh, the first pasuk, are you going back to that?
According to the Mitzudos, Karasi means you're saying, we did say of the Kai Nariyata.
Okay, but the word koros, no, both according to Rashi, according to the Mitzudos, it's a fact, it's a record, it's a fact. Haloi meyata, now at this point in time when you suffer, koros, you Klal Yisrael called out to Hashem with the words, and according to Rashi it's the same thing. Haloi meyata, if only now, if you would only wake,
yep.
Correct. Yes, correct. Exactly, correct. They're both explaining the Kri. They're not explaining the Ksiv. Correct. Absolutely correct. The Radak, I mean, the Shmini Chashay only makes a big deal with the Kri v'Ksiv on the word Dibart. He does not discuss the word Koros. So it would appear that even according to the Mincha Shai, there is a Kri v'Ksiv for the word Koros over Korosi. Let's see the Radak. The Radak reviews some of these ideas. Pasek Dalid and He. Pasek Dalid and He. Haloi Me'ato Korosi. Ksiv B'Yud. So he takes note as a Kri v'Ksiv. Ksiv B'Yud V'Kilu Hu Medaber Ba'adoi. As if he, Hashem is speaking. Korosi. I called out to you. However, the Kri below Yud, the way we read it is without the Yud, Kimo, as if Lenimsa, you are the one, the Limsa, the one that is the subject. The subject is the Nimsa, he is the one that is speaking. You, the subject, have spoken, have called out. Uperish Akos of Omar, what does it mean? Halo Me'ata Kloimar, Hoyo Lacha Me'ata Likroli Ovi. You should call me Avi. In other words, Radak at this point in time is learning like Rashi. Yirmi is giving Musar, the time has come when you should do Teshuvah. And the way you do Teshuvah is by saying, calling out to Hashem, Avinu Ata, you are our fathers. We have the popular Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu begins with Avinu Malkeinu. We call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are our father. Aluf, our master, is similar to Malkeinu, our king. It's interesting that Avinu Malkeinu really, maybe you could say, somehow was rooted in, to some degree, Aluf. Aluf means a master, has a connotation of Malchus, a prince, a leader. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he's very into this. In all of his svarim, he always shows every dot in the siddur is rooted in the pasuk in Tanakh. All the nuschos of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol are all drawn from psukim in Nevi'im. It's interesting over here. You should call out to me Avi, and you should call out to me Aluf Nurai, the master from my youth. Let's see again over here. Hayulcha Miata Likoli Avi. Now he gives some insight. Why should we call Hashem our father? Because Hashem calls us my children. Bini b'choiri Yisrael. Since Hashem calls us his children, that prompts us, that inspires us to respond by calling Hashem Avi, our father. You should have waken up and called out to me, my father, the master of my youth, the loy osi sakin, you have failed to do so. Uperish hakri. So here, there are mayor. So now he wants to give him drush. What does it mean, the kri, where it says, korosi, I called out, Omar, halomayata now, kevin sin shuru iso shatsarti hagashamim, hoyeluchaloshuve lai, velikroli to call me, ovi aluf nurai, alufi ugiduli, mimei hanurim, Uzman Yitzias Mitzrayim, going back to the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, ki oz nichlusu Yisrael tachas kanfei Hashkino v'nis chanchu b'mitzvaysav u'v'yidiyas elokuso. At that point in time, we were inaugurated into the service. Kmo hanar hanichlas lilmoid u'mechanchin o'yisoy b'yidiyas ator v'chochmo. So I don't understand what he means. What's the words? How does that explain the Kri? That's the Kri. That's the way it's pronounced, right? Exactly. This is what you should have done. You should have done Shuvah and called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are our father, you are our master from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, period. You redeemed us, the Min Olma. You are our redeemer. Aluf means the master. A master, according to him, has a connotation, a person who redeems the person from slavery, from servitude. You are the one. Let's indeed see the Targum. These two, so we have to do the next pasuk. Okay, we do two pasuk together. Hayintar, Omar Hanavi, Imasi Sazeh. If only you will call out to Hashem, will Hashem guard? Hayintar ha'akel l'cho l'oilam avonich. Will Hashem guard your sin forever? Im yishmar chatoseich l'netzach. Of course not. Lo yasazeh. Ela b'shuvcha yelov yashuv elecha. When you will do tshuva, he will return to you. V'yetiv lach, and he will be good, do good to you. V'at lo yasi sakeni, did not do so. Ela dibart, you spoke. V'atasi haraos, and you have done evil. V'atuchol, and you succeeded. Dibart. Dibarti ksiv biyud. It's spelled with the yud, which means I spoke. Omar hanavi hine dibarti l'choloshu. So he indeed, he's giving over here a sedrush. If you want to follow the ksiv, dibarti means the navi said. I persuaded you, I argued with you, I spoke to you so many times, I begged you, dibarti, I, Yirmiyah, in Hashem's name, spoke to you, asking you to do tshuva, but you refused. Instead, you rebelled. Okay, so that's the pshat with the ksiv. Ukri, dibart, b'shva, hatov, the tov as a shva, Kinui hanimtzeis. This is a reference to the subject of the verse. Amar hanavi, hine dibarti, you the Jewish people, you spoke la sos ro'os, to do evil things, la siso, you have done kamosh dibart, like you have spoken. In other words, the Mesudah is learning pshat exactly like Rashi. You should, you spoke to do evil things, you refused to do tshuva, And you've succeeded in not doing averos. Patuchal to you understand ve'askes. Patuchal means much. Sagi means very, very much. Kolaymar here beisol asos ro'os b'chol yucholosko. You have succeeded in doing many averos. V'zeh perish hu anochen. This interpretation is correct. Amar osiso ro'os kemosh shiyachol shiyacholos. You have done evil things as much as you're able to. Asos oy perushoy kasher yachol yucholos lasos. As much as you're able to do. The yesh vav b'mokam kasher, okay, and there's a vav, the vav over here is va tuchal. What's the word va? Va tasi haraos va tuchal. So it means kasher tuchal. The vav is in place of the word kasher, kamo imlo yisbu violinu, if you will not be satisfied and you will violinu. Okay, I'm not sure what that pasuk means, how the vav there means kasher. The sivse runanos yahalol pi, also vav. The vav over there is visivse, also there in that context it means kasher. Uve omroi, vatasi loshon akeva vatuchol. So vatasi is nekeva vatuchol loshon zohar. Kain hu aminik amikub amkom yisrabim. He's saying it's a contradiction. It says vatasi is feminine, is a tof. A tof is vatasi, instead of va'asi. If there would not be a tof, then it would be va'asi, it would be zohar. The tof indicates that it's feminine, and then when it says the word tuchol is zohar. Tuchol is zohar, v'tucholosh and zohar, because it says va'tuchol va'tuchel. Chol with the komatz is feminine. So we have over here a combination. So how could we have a contradiction of feminine and masculine? Keinu ha-minik ha-mikub b'mukam es-rabim k'shadibu k'nes k'neged Yisrael yidah b'losh n'keiva k'neged ha-kineses ha-khanasa. The assembly, an assembly is feminine. V'losh n'zohar k'neged ha-om. And zohar k'neged the people, the individuals, the people that are there. V'akol echad, it's all the same. So we're putting over here an interesting idea that over here there's very common to have a combination of zohar n'keiva k'neged k'neses Yisrael. V'adoni yavi zechon levracha perush shnei elu psukim k'ni has a new interpretation. So far we have an interpretation of the Mitzudos and of Rashi, and now we have a new interpretation from his father. Hello miyato, cross the yavi miyato, mikoroiv. So he's saying over here that now Yirmiyah is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, you only call out to Hashem now, today. But you should have called out to Hashem minu'urai. Kishachazar Yeshaya, you're calling out to Hashem mikarov. Kishachazar Yeshaya HaMelech Beshuva, Veshavu Anshe Yehuda Imo, Mukhrochim Hayu, they had no choice. Kemoshu Mufurish, Shanemar, Shomar Bechol Zos, Lashava Elai, Bogoda Achos, that's the next psukim. Achos Yehuda Bechol Yibokim Beshaker, Hayinto Loilam, Kacha Yu Oimrim Haim, Vanavi Oimer Lohem, Hine Dibart, Vyosisa Haraos Fatuchol. What he's saying over here is that you only call out, the emphasis is from now. Halo me'ata, it's like, in other words, it's too little, too late. Now, when you find yourself in a difficult situation, you call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karasi li'avi aluf nu'rayata. But it's too little, too late. You should have called out HaKadosh Baruch Hu long before. One more time, these words of the Sava. Adoni Avi Zechor Levracha Perish Shnei Elo Psukim Behalo Mi'ata Karas Ali Amiata Mikoroif. Ata is the key word in this pasuk. You're only calling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment in time, the time of Yeshaya, after many, many years of doing terrible averos. I'm sorry, the time of Yoshiyahu. Teshachazar Yoshiyah HaMelech B'shuvah B'shavu Anshe Yehuda Imo M'chachmo. They had no choice. Kamosh Mufurish, but you're insincere. The tshuva you're doing now through Yoshia is a partial tshuva, because we do know that the people fooled Yoshiyahu. Even though they said that they were tzaddikim, they on the outside, inside, behind closed doors, they had idols. And in fact, they were inspectors to make sure there were no idols inside a person's home, but they would outsmart the inspectors by cutting the Avodah Zarah into two parts and putting it two parts on the two doors. So when the doors open, the inspectors were unable to see that there was an idol. But when they would close the doors, when the inspector left, the two parts would come together. So that's exactly what the Pasuk here says, is that you say that you are tzaddikim, that you're very good, and you complain to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yintal Olam Im Yishmol Netzach, but the truth is, your tshuva now, atah, at this point in time, in the days of Yoshiyahu, is nothing more than lip service. Haloi dibart, it's just lip service, but vatasi horaos, but behind closed doors, literally, you are doing evil, fatuchol, and you are successful. And then he follows through, what does he mean over here, the word successful? Okay, so this is, I think what this interpretation is, the Mitzudos said this interpretation of his Duradak's father is very similar to the interpretation of the Mitzudos. Okay, that's really so. It's not really a third interpretation. It's really the same thing as the Mitzudos Talmud. That Klal Yisrael now at this point in time, when they find themselves in the matzav of tzara, they do tshuva, but the Navi says your tshuva is insincere. It's just lip service. It's not sincere. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum pasik dalid and hey halah michon titzloch michon, at this moment in time titzlon means to pray tzloisa kabel tskabel tzloisan prayer kodamai uboini, you pray before Hashem at, and what does Klal Yisrael say at? Parki demin alma, you are our redeemer, Ribayni. Ribayni means you are our master. That means Avi, you are our father, our master, and you're also our redeemer. That's the aluf alma. Pasuk hey, haefshar this natron lich chayvayich laolam. Is it possible that Kadosh Baruch Hu will guard our sins forever? Im tiskaf aloch necha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be angry. Allah mecha la afreishcha malilta ula kadosh baruch hu im tiskaf Allah mecha. What?
The comment after the afreish.
La afreish ula kadosh baruch hu be angry. Tiskaf means to get angry. Allah mecha la afreish. This melalt you have spoken, the avdat bishin you have done averos, the askes and you have done many averos, not just a few averos. Okay, that's the best I know in the Targum. Okay, now we begin a new section. Vayomer Hashem elai bimei Yoshua melech. Okay, new theme. Hashem said a lie to me bimei during the days of Yoshua melech. Hey, haroisa, have you seen Asher osesa nishuva Yisrael holchahi? She goes, she travels, I'll call Har Gavoa, every high mountain, the El Tachas Kol Eitzanon, underneath every leafy tree, Vatizni Sha. Now, we're going to be introduced over here to two different parts of Klal Yisrael. And there's some very interesting expressions. There's the Mishuva Yisrael versus the Bo Goida Yehuda. Mishuva Yisrael refers to the Aseres Hashvatim, the Malchus of Yisrael, led by Shevet Ephraim, was founded by Yerov ben Nevat. And they're called here Mishuva. Mishuva means backsliding. It means to distance themselves away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Melech Asher exiled them for the last 100 plus years, the only ones that were left in Eretz Yisrael was the Malchus of Yehuda, the two Shvatim Yehuda and Binyamin. They also rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are called the Bogoida Yehuda. So we use the word Mishuva in reference to Yisrael, and the word Bogoida in reference to Yehuda. So we'll see soon in the Radak, the word Bogoida is a much harsher term. Meshuvah is a delicate term. They backed away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They distanced themselves. They backslided. Whereas Bogoidah has a connotation of outright rebellion. Why does the Navi give the Shevet of Yehuda a harsher term than the sins of Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim? So it's going to become clear from the context of this Pesachim, is because Yehuda had who to learn from. Yisrael had no one to learn from. When they did Averos, they had no idea that the result, the consequence of their Averos would result in their being exiled, being thrown out of the land, being sent away to the far corners of the earth. And in fact, we have a machlokes if the Aseres HaShvatim will ever return once again at the time of Mashiach. Yehuda, who at this point in time was in Eretz Yisrael, was observing what happened to them. So they should have learned the lesson. They should have learned the lesson that if you misbehave in Eretz Yisrael and you worship idols, Hashem is not going to take this lightly. He's going to bring Churban. He's going to bring Galus. And yet they were stubborn and they refused to take note to learn the lesson. Therefore, the sin of Yehuda is much worse. They had who to learn from and they did not. And therefore, they're called here Bogoidah Achaisa. And that's pretty much the theme of the next. They had many of them. They all warned them. They didn't believe them. They all they warned them. They go. Yeah, it's right. In Israel, they were warned, but they did not see that it would actually happen. They just thought they were exaggerating the Nevi'im.
So why do we say they had nobody to learn from?
Because it didn't actually happen. They were just warned, if you misbehave, you're going to be sent into exile. But they never actually experienced exile. It never actually happened to them. They just thought that the words of the Nevi'im were extreme. They were exaggerating. It wasn't really going to happen. But it did happen. So when it did happen, it's a reality. So now when it comes to the Shevet of Yehuda and Binyamin, when they see it actually happen, they should have done tshuva, and they refused to tshuva, so they are guilty, they are worse. Okay, so here, this is really the theme of the next like 5-6 psuk. Let's go very slow here. So one more time. Hashem says to me in the time of Yeshayahu, HaMelech. Now, the time of Yoshua Melech is approximately 100 years after the Golus of Shevet of Malchus Yisrael. Yirmiyah was not alive. He was not alive at the time when Melech Ashur exiled the Aseres HaShvatim. So the first difficulty of this pasuk is how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Yirmiyah, Hashem says, Haro'isa, did you see what happened to them? The answer is no, I didn't see what happened to them. I wasn't alive at the time. It was 100 years before I was born. I wasn't there. So the answer is, all of us say, Nechnami, Hari'isa doesn't necessarily mean to actually see physically. It means that, did you hear? Did you study history? You understand? Okay. Hari'isa she'asa meshuvah Yisrael. Here's the first time we're using this term, which is going to be thrown around quite often in the next couple of psukim. Did you see what happened to the Aseres HaShvatim, who I coin with the expression, the meshuvah Yisrael? Look what happened. You know, look what they did, and look what happened to them. Holchohi al kol kol har gavoa v'el tachas kol etz ranon v'atiz nisham. They did averos. Let's do another part. One, two, put them together. V'oimar, and I said, acharei asos es kolel, and I said to them, okay, you did an avera, but I'm giving you a second chance. Elai toshuv du tshuva, but v'loy shava. They did not take advantage of my opportunity, of my offer, and therefore v'atere. And their sister, Yehuda, who we're calling here with the term Bogoidah, they saw what happened. They saw that they had an opportunity to do tshuva. They did not listen. And because they did not listen, the Aseres HaShvatim were exiled. Now, let's first see these two psukim, pasuk vav and pasuk zayin. Haro'isa im nosat lev liros asher osiso adas Yisrael hamaredes. The Aseres HaShvatim, him as b'nei Aseres HaShvatim. Haro'isa asher osiso, do you see what they did? I skipped. HaShvatim. Vatizni sham, they worshipped idols underneath all of the underneath on the mountains, all the leafy trees. Voimar pasuk zayin in the mitzudos. Amarti lo, I said to her, Al yidei hanaviim, shuv elai b'shuv. I'm giving you a second chance, but v'loy shava loy rotze sol lo shuv. Did I want to do tshuva? Vatere rotze loimar v'od siviva. They also cause shachisa bagodo Yehuda ro'asa maasecha v'lamda mimena. So here he's learning about Teres. They caused that they were an evil influence. This is part of their sin. Part of the sin of the Aseres HaShvatim is they had an evil influence on the two Shvatim, the Malchus of Yehuda, by inspiring them also to sin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasik Hey and Vav. Vav and Zayin. Moshuva. Nitzachta umechachas bimei Yoshio HaMelech. You succeeded. And you gave Musar, Bime Yoshia Hamelech, Kishitsivani Lachzir Aseres HaShvatim. What does that mean? I mean, Meshuva. A little confused here. Okay, Meshuva Nitz Chakta Umoichachas, you succeeded, you gave Musa Bimei Yoshia Melech Kishitzivani Lachzir Aseres HaShvatim. I'm not sure what that means. Let's go further. Haro'iso Asher also saw Meshuva Yisrael Hashoveva. Okay, this refers to the Aseres HaShvatim. The reason why they're called here Meshuva is because they're it's synonymous with the word Shoveva. Shoveva means they slide backwards, they move backwards. Yisrael, Aseres HaShvatim, Holchahi, Bo'oida Alad Masa. Years ago, 100 years ago, when they were still living on this land, Kaidim Shagolsa Bimei Chizkiya, before they were exiled in the days of Chizkiya, Imashe ben Ela, with their king, Holchahi Soilechas Al Kohar Gavua, they went on every high mountain, Vatizni Sham, Liakam, they worshiped idols, Vatizni Kimo Vatizan, it means to worship idols. Yud Yisera, Vo'oimar, and I said, Al Yidei Nivi'ai, who were the Nivim at that point in time? Amos, the Hosea ben Be'eri, v'shar Nevi'im. Okay, the Nevi'im living at that time was Amos and Hosea ben Be'eri, v'shar Nevi'im, Eli Toshuv. Vatere Bagoda Achleisa Yehuda calls there Bagoda Kasha Mimashuva. Sharashi here also points out that the word Bagoda, we use in reference to this word, is harsher than the word Shaveva, a word Mashuva that's said by Yisrael. Yisrael, Shahayu Yishanim Lekilko, Loirohu Por Anus Lilmoid Mimenu, the Lashuv Karuyin Mashuva. Yehuda, Sharohu, Shagolu, Elu, the Loy Lachu Musar Keruyin Bagud. These words of Rashi are critical. These are critical words of Rashi to explain the significance of the difference between Yehuda and Yisrael. Yisrael were the first ones to sin, so therefore their sin is a light sin. They're only called Mishuva because they had no one to learn from. Yehuda, who had who to learn from, they're called Bagoda, they are more guilty. So this is what... So,
why is that true?
What do you mean?
Why is it worse if they had so much to learn from?
Because you see for real, ain't a dime a shmielaria. Ain't a dime over here, the Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim, they were warned by the Nevi'im, Hosea, Amos, do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you're going to be exiled. So really? Are you really telling us you're just exaggerating? You're just making up stories. It's not really going to happen. It really happened. They were exiled. They were lost. So Yehuda sees the words of the Nevi'im are true. It will come true. If you don't behave, you will be exiled.
Literally, you see the world closing it around you, and you're still not doing anything. I mean, the Shvatim weren't taking an exile shot. It happened over 120, 130 years.
On Tisha B'Av, there's only one kina that we say both at night and by day, the kina of Ahalah ve'Ahaliva. And there's a conversation between the Malchus, a figurative conversation between the Malchus of Yehud and the Malchus of Yisrael. Each one is speaking the dialogue. Each one says to the other, my suffering is greater than yours. There are different dimensions of tzar in Yehuda. They were the first, and Yisrael versus Yehuda. And in the kina, we say that kina at night, and we say that kina, it's the last kina we say by day after we say Elitzia, and again we repeat this kina at night. So very obviously, if we're repeating this kina, describing the dialogue between the two, it's very important. And here you see that contrast in these words in the pasuk here by contrasting Meshuva Yisrael versus Bogoida. Backsliding. to go backwards, to return backwards. Instead of returning forward, we normally say Chozer v'shuva. A Baal Tshuva is an individual who comes, returns. But then there's the opposite of returning, distancing yourself. So Mashuva means to distance yourself, to go in the wrong direction. It's called Shoveva. That's what Rashi comes to explain. The word Mashuva is synonymous with Shoveva. Shoveva is the more common word to mean to go backwards. Okay, Shuvu Vonim Shoveva. I'm having that in two psukim. Shuvu Vonim Shoivavim. Return wayward children. Okay, let's see the Radak. Maybe Radak will explain a little bit more here. Pasik Vav and Pasik Zayin in the Radak. Where does it start from? We'll just try to find the place. Okay, possibly Vayom, here it is. Vayomer Bimei Yoshio HaMelech. Lama Amar Zeh. Radak is this, and why does this Pasuk come in this when Hashem spoke to Yirmiyah? We know when Hashem spoke to Yirmiyah. That's the first Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah. First Pasuk was, the Nevuah was during the time of Yeshayahu, and during the time of his two children, of Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyahu. The very first passing in Vadiva Yimio ben Chilgio, Bashar Banaso, Spirits Kibinyamin, Ashokhoyed Vahashem Elov, Bime Yoshiyahu, Ben Amon, Melch Yehuda, Beshlosh Esheshon el Malchus, the 30th year of his Malchus, and also during the days of his son Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, and the days of Litzidkiyahu ben Yosha, during the days of his two sons, Hashem spoke to him during this tkufa. So the question Radak is asking, why now in Paragimel are we waking up and telling us, being told, when Hashem spoke to Yeshayahu? And it's very important. Lama Omar Zeb, Halo Yodua Bimei Yeshayahu Nisnabi, El Lefish Nisnabi, Af Bimei Yehoyakim. The answer is, in a Chanami, since we know that Hashem spoke to Yirmiyah at the very, very end of the Bayis Rishon, at the time of Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyahu, we made Tzidkiyahu, Omar ki nivuaso haitso bime Yoshio koidim sh'asa tshuva, tshuva Yoshiyahu v'Yehuda. So in Echlami, this particular nivuah was spoken to him before, in the very beginning, during the time of Yoshiyahu, before Yoshiyahu did teshuva. Yoshiyahu, he found the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, and that inspired him to do tshuva and to bring with him the entire Klal Yisrael. But this pasuk is telling us that this nevuah was spoken to Yirmiyah before that critical event happened. Yehuda Shaharei Yoshiyahu Bier Akum in Aretz, he destroyed Avodah Zarah. The Kan who Omer Vatinaf Eso Even Veso Eitz. And this pasuk that we're going to see in the next pasuk, it says that the people of Yehuda, they are worshipping stone and wood. That's not true. In the days of Yoshiyahu, after he did tshuva, they stopped worshipping idols. The answer then must be that this was spoken to Yirmiyah before Yoshiyahu did tshuva. In his early days, it says here in the past they did do tshuva. The complaint is that tshuva is insincere. It could very well be that when he did speak to them originally, even before the time of Yoshua the Tshuva, they did do a partial Tshuva with a goalie. So therefore, now we're saying that it was a degree of tshuva, but it was not complete. Or you can suggest that this nevu was said to Yirmiyah after Yeshayahu did tshuva, Yoshio did tshuva. How can you say it was after he did tshuva? But the pasuk says that he did a complete tshuva. So the answer is the only one that did a complete tshuva was Yoshio himself, but the people themselves did not go all the way. Yoshiyahu who shav b'chol avavai, aval anshei doyra shavu muchrochim me'em asamelech. The tshuva they did was insincere, was forced. Zer shamal lo shav elai ki b'sheker, did not return to me in ki b'sheker. Now hariisa asher osesa. Did you see what happened? Radak says, zeh lo hoyeh b'mei Yoshiyahu. Hashem is saying to Yirmiyah, did you see what happened to the Aseres HaShvatim? How can the pasuk say Harisa? Yirmiyah was not alive when this happened. Shekvar Golu Yisrael B'shnas Sheish L'Chizkiyahu. That was 100 years ago. Ve'eich Ro Yirmiyahu Mash Asu Yisrael Kodem Golusam. Fela B'tchila Nevuas Yirmiyahu Yilgolus Yisrael Chav Kimul Shana. It was the beginning, Yirmiyah's Nevuah was L'Golus Yisrael. Chav Kimul Shana was 23 years after they went They already, 23, I told you 100 years, I'm sorry, 23 years after they went into Galus. It was 23 years after. V'hu amar li, v'hu amar lo yodati daber kinara noichi. So since it was at least 23 years after they went into Galus, he was not around at that point in time. Shamanu, therefore, we don't translate literally; we translate figuratively. Did you hear? Or like, did you? Are you aware? Kemo vayar Yaakov ki yesh shever b'Mitzrayim. Yaakov saw there was food in Egypt. How can Yaakov possibly see? It means that he understood. They had daimim lo, oy nefarish.
Or you
say you actually saw the food, but it's also coming back. Okay, see, okay, so, but that's also an understanding. Oy nefarish, asher osesa al hasheris hanimsa mi Yisrael, mifuzodim be'eretz Mitzrayim, that there were some remnants, even though the aseres hashvat did go to Galus, but there were still some people that were left over. There were still some remnants of the Aseres HaShvatim in the land. So therefore there was something to see. Yirmiyahu was able to see what happened to the Malchus of Yisrael, because there were still some survivors, and from the survivors he was able to see what used to be. He got an appreciation of exactly the goals that actually happened. Okay, now we come to the next important part of Meshuvah. Meshuvah is Shem Toyar, it's a noun. It's a description. It's an adjective. Vinyanai meredes min meredes. As we mentioned, meredes means rebellion. Look at these people. They are rebels. Shuvu vanim shoy vavim. We're going to have soon. Holchahi l'perish harishon perish haisa lechasi, that she's traveling. L'perish hasheni ki ata holchahi. According to the first perish, it means. It's the past tense. Hashem is saying to Yirmiyah, look back 23 years ago, look what happened to them. It's now, at this moment in time, it's still happening. It was a very long process where the Aseres HaShvatim were continuously being sent into Golos. Vatizni Sham, Hayud B'mokoyim Hey. So it says Vatizni, but really it's pronounced, really it's understood like Vatizno. They worshipped idols. The word Paul, Pei Aleph Lamed. So the Lamed's the last letter of the word, the end of the word. V'hu k'moy v'tazneh. Fine. V'chein tzur yelodcha teshi. Different examples. V'chatosam milufanecha altin amchiyeh. Let's go. V'oymer. Okay. Pasuk Zayin. V'oymar. Amarti kevon she'osa kol haros ha'ilu motzos ha'tzoros rabos v'ros aleihem. Tetzcharet al ma'aseh ha'ro'im v'toshu olai. Hashem said to the Aseres HaShvatim, it's not too late, do tshuva, I will forgive you. V'hinei loy shava im kol zeh. They did not do tshuva. And now, Gzontai, now what happens here? V'tere b'godu achos ha'yehuda kloymar. Here is the extreme guilt of Yehuda. They saw what happens. They saw the consequences of sin. The Meshuvah Yisrael, that would happen to them. And Yehuda did not pay attention. The pasuk is missing. It's not fully explaining what happened. But from the context, we can figure out what the pasuk really means to say. He has other examples I'm not familiar with, and he says, look in his sefer Michlol. You'll understand different examples of this type of expression. It is an adjective. He has a unique interpretation of this pasuk. Let's indeed see the targum of these two psukim. Pasuk Vav and Zayin. V'amar Hashem li b'yomid Yoshio Malko. Hashem spoke to me in the days of Yoshio the king. Hachazei samo da avodu the mischasnin lemesav, did you see what they did? The mischasnin, they inherit, they took an inheritance from themselves. Lemesav lepulchani, the base to go away from my service. So the base is Shol Ozlin Inun Al Kol Rama Nakla on every high mountain. The Lischois underneath called Elain Abuf, leafy tree, Ufalchin Oon, and worship there Litavos Avodazara. Vamores Basar Davodu Yas called Elain. I said to them after they worshipped all of these idols, Lefulchani Yesuvun, I'm giving you a chance to do tshuva. The law savu, they did not want. Vachazo Mishakraya Achehon Debes Yehuda. And their brothers, now here's what he says, a perush yichud. Okay, this unique interpretation, sheker. He's calling bogoda to mean liars. Their brothers, Beis Yehuda, were calling them the district, the chazon mishakraya. Bogoda, he's translating as liars. They're liars. Rebels. There's a difference between those who rebel and those who lie. Okay, I'm not really sure. More will maybe will come. Will come.
Who's calling you a liar?
I think it sounds like, is it an adjective similar to bogoda? We're calling Yehuda. Yehuda, according to Rashi and Mitzudos, is a bogoda. It's an adjective. They are people who rebel against Hashem. According to Targum, possibly means they're people who are, they're liars. They're mishakra, b'chazo mishakraya, or maybe it means they saw their lie. I do not know. I don't know. I have to look into this. I don't know. But one thing we do know is that the Radak is telling us that what the Targum is saying is not popular. It's a perush yichud. It's a unique al derech hayochid. It's a unique interpretation of the pasuk which needs more clarification. Okay, let's see the next pasuk. Pasuk ches. Vo'ere, I saw. Yirmiyah says ki al kol oidos asher no'afa meshuva Yisrael. I saw that because ki al kol oidos asher no'afa, because no'afa meshuva, because that they have sinned. They have worshipped idols, the Meshuva Yisrael. Shilachtia, I sent her away. Vo'etein es sefer kiri suseho eleho. And because of their sins, I gave them a sefer krisos. Okay, this is a very important pasuk. Because the Aseres Hashvatim have sinned, I gave them a divorce. V'lo yora, Yara, they were not afraid. Okay, there is seeing, and it doesn't say Yivlo Yira. It says Yara. They were not afraid. Bogeda Yehuda, Yehuda who are rebels. Achaisa Vatelech Vatizen Gamhi. She also went and committed adultery. Now Vatizen Vatizen is not so simple. Okay, Vatizen, they also went adultery. They did it adultery. So basically, this is a teaching of the same thing. So over here, Hashem was saying over here is that this is the sin. This is, there are two themes here being mentioned in this pasuk. Number one is that Yehuda did not take Musar. They did not learn the lesson from the Aseres Hashvatim. And number two, we're learning here a very powerful idea, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered a bill of divorce to the Aseres Hashvatim, which basically means Hashem will no longer take them back. But the problem, you mentioned this pasuk yesterday, Rabbi Mayavsky, is that in Yeshaya, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, where is your bill of divorce? Ezeh Sefer Krisos. I never 100 years before. Okay,
maybe
so what?
That's why.
And maybe now Hashem did divorce them.
So long in
100 years.
Zara that they cut this apron string.
Okay, so let's see. This is a big topic of discussion. So let's first see over here one thing at a time. We see the pasuk tes, pasuk ches, vo'ere rotze loymar vani roye v'goli lufanai ki im heyosh al kol odos. I see it's revealed before me. Sha'al kol odos, despite the fact asher no'afa meshuvo Yisrael ba'akum shilachtia. Roya ani, I see shlo yoro mimeni begodo achoisa. I see that despite the fact, now he's translating over here, kial kol odos, it's really going on the end of the pasuk. Kial, even though ashenuav ameshuv yishol, and I sent her away and I gave her the sefer krisus, still v'lo yoro. The words ki al kol odos has to be attached to the word v'lo yoro. Even though, despite the fact that they saw the terrible things that happened to their sister, Moshuva Yisrael, they were not afraid that the same thing will happen to her. One more time, the words of the Metzudas, Roya Ani Shelo Yoro Mimeni, Bogodo Achoyso Yehuda, Vatelach, she went, Vatizon, Dam Hi Ba'akum, Kachoyso Yisrael. Rashi, Pasik Ches. Vo'ere ki al kol odos nikudos tane hamikra zemalamdin al perusho. We have to follow the nikud. Yisrael is nakud zokef. I think what he means, the nikud, he means the trap. He means the tame hamikra. I'm sorry, nikudos tame hamikra. The trap is important. Yisrael, there is a zokef koton, which means it's a stop sign. Vo'ere ki al kol odos nof am neshuva Yisrael. Period. Muvdal mishlachtia. I sent her away. Shlachtia.
Separating the trough of Yisrael separates it.
Muvdal mishlachtia. It's separating it from the word shlachtia. Okay, shlachtia. That's nakuv zokev gadol laatzmo. So Yisrael is a zokev katon. And Shalachti is a Zokef Gadol. Do you ever know why one is called Katon and Gadol? They're both called Zokef. Zokef. The Katon doesn't have the bar next to it. The one that has the bar next to it is called the Gadol. These two words are separate. V'zepi Rusho. So what does it mean that these two words are separate? V'zepi Rusho v'area. Nistakalti ba lipara mimena. I looked at them to punish them. The Lama. Ki al kol odos, who am I looking at? He's telling us here, Vo'era, I'm looking at Yehuda. I'm looking here at Yehuda to punish them severely because they did not learn the lesson from Yisrael. Why? Ki al kol odos, asher no'afa meshuva Yisrael, despite the fact that the meshuva Yisrael sinned, u'ma hoysa nikmosi, and what was my revenge against them? Shilachti am yalponai, v'lo yoro, they were not afraid, bogado Yehuda, shero also who witnessed firsthand, biparonus, Shel Shemron, the capital of the Malchus of Yisrael, lost its libo to be inspired to pay attention, lo shuv to do tshuva. Radak, Pasuk Ches, he goes into.
He said the difference between the Zokef Katan and the Zokef Gadol. The Zokef Gadol can stand alone.
Right. It's a stronger break. A Zokef Gadol is a stronger break. It's a stand alone.
No, then you're not about Kari.
There's a lot of
Zakat. You just
proved you're not about
Kari. Why? Because Zakat
stands by itself.
Stands by itself. Zakat Kadmo Rana Mapa. You have a Kadmo before. Kadmo is Tam Hamafsik, not a Pashto. And a lot of, most of the time when you have Kadmo Katon, it's not, people say Pashto Katon, it's Kadmo Katon, not Pashto Katon. Because the Katon stands by itself in those cases.
When you have a, that's not a Pashto Katon?
Most of the time.
On some words.
It's a Kadmo. In some of the Chumashim, they're very good because the
Kadmo
has fat on the bottom and gets thin towards the top, and the other one is thin on the bottom and gets fat towards the top.
A Pashto is always at the end. A Pashto is always at the end. It's always Milara. A Pashto.
My Pach Pashto, you don't have my Pach Kadmo. But you have Kadmo before my Pach Pashto.
Kadmo is in the beginning of the word.
Looks the same, but
right.
It's not.
But Kadmo is in the beginning of the word. In the new Tikkunim, right. They have when you have a Pashto that's in the middle of the word, you'll have a double Pashto. They'll have two.
Yeah.
One at the end to indicate that it's a Pashto,
right.
And then the emphasis sometimes will be in the beginning of the word.
You could see the difference. It's while the shape is the same.
But different techniques.
Okay. In the bottom or the top.
Okay.
So it does stand on its own.
Okay. Let's see over here. Let's see over here. Pasuk. Let's see over here. The Radak.
I know.
Okay, the Radak tells about the difference between the Sefer Krisos. Okay, Radak pasuk ches v'erag v'gamani v'isi ki gamani v'hinei gamani gamkin v'isi ki he rosav l'shava. I mean the Radak. Radak pasuk ches v'erag v'ani gamkin v'isi ki he rosav l'shava. I have seen that she has seen. Again, we're referring. What does Hashem see? Hashem sees Yehuda. Yehuda is guilty as sin because they had who to learn from. They saw what happened to their sister, and they did not take Musar. Umoro also, ki al kol oidos asher ni'afa meshuva Yisrael shilachtia. They saw the punishment that occurred to Yisrael. Im kol zeh lo yoro. They were not afraid. Begodo achoisa Yehuda sheesh lachoisa gamkein that they would be put into exile. V'lo shavila, they did not teshuva. Uma shamar vo'eire, I saw. We take the word v'eira and we apply it to the end of the pasuk. I saw what I'm going to do to them. Ki in b'sheker, I saw that their tshuva was only was insincere. It's really the next pasuk. L'firamar v'eira ki b'nei adam loy ra'u zeh. Human beings do not see this. To the observer, it would seem that the people of Yehuda were tzaddikim. They were good people. There were many organizations of chesed. But Hashem says, avlani v'isi ki teshuvasa b'sheker. But I know the truth that their tshuva was false. V'loy b'chol libam. V'ani b'ichein leiv v'isi I, Hashem, who examines the heart, or isi kol zev, or etein a sefer kuri suseha, eleha. I have, he was referring to Yehuda, I have given her sefer krisos. Vinei, now here comes the famous question. Amar Yeshayahu, eize sefer krisos imchem asher shilachtiyo. Where is your sefer krisos? The Yirmiya amar, who etein a sefer kuri suseha, eleha. I've given her a sefer krisos. So perish ha mefarish. Who is the mefarish? He's not telling us. Ki Yirmiya Dibur Kineged, here is the very popular answer to reconcile this contradiction. Ki Yirmiya Dibur Kineged Aseres Hashvatim Shenosan Lo Sefer Krisos Shelo Yiye Oid Nehem Melech. They will never be returned. Ki Bikibutz Golius Omar V'David Avdi Nosi Lohem Li Oilam V'Omar V'Lo Yechatsu O L'Shnei Mam Lochois Aval Yehuda Lo Nitan Sefer Krisos Elo Kibal Shemoitz Shemoitzi Es Ishtoi Mebeso Shekatz V'Lecha Okay, so here is a beautiful parish of the Radak, and it's very critical to understand because this is what the Radak is saying is not what some of the other commentators explain. Let me tell you what some of the other commentators say, and then we'll review what the Radak says. They explain that the difference is that the pasuk that says I've given her a sefer krisos refers to the Aseres HaShvatim, and in Yeshai that says that where is Eze sefer krisos refers to the Malchus of Yehuda. Yehuda was never divorced. Yehuda will return. But the Aseres HaShvatim been divorced, they're never going to return. They're gone forever, according to one opinion in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. There's Machlokes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, will the Aseres HaShvatim, are they going to return in the time of Mashiach? According to one opinion, no. They're gone, they're lost, they're not going to return. And that is indicated with the pasuk here in this one of the strongest sources that the Aseres HaShvatim will never return is the pasuk right here that says that Vo'etain Esefer Kiri Suseho Eleho. I have given her her bill of divorce. That means goodbye, good luck, good riddance. See you later, buddy. What? Machzer Gruchasim, that's only if she was not Le'ish Acher.
Right.
But Hashem was willing to let that happen. Hashem, Godel Tshuv Shadoich Hasloy Saseh. In the Chanaim, but we're not, for whatever reason, we're not taking that into consideration at this point in time. We're only saying that in reference to Yehuda. Yehuda, they also did Avodah Zara. It's even worse. That was the Kal Vachomer we learned yesterday. If you can't take back a wife after, even though she's legally divorced and she's legally married, Allah has Kal Vachomer, you can't take back a woman when she's married and she's Mizaneh. So that applied to Yehuda as well. Okay, but it's according to this approach, the way we answer the stira is, the pasuk that says that a divorce was given is with reference only to the Aseres HaShvatim, and the pasuk in Yeshai that says there is no divorce is reference to the Malchus, is reference to the Shnei Shvatim, the Malchus of Yehuda. They were exiled, but indeed they will come back. back to Eretz Yisrael, and from then Klal Yisrael be rebuilt.
And which are the two tribes that weren't?
Yehudim and Yamin.
Yeah.
Okay, but even though it says 10 and 2, we know we have a tradition that there are remnants, there are small pockets, there are yechidim, there are always going to be 12 shvatim. It just means the majority of the Aseres HaShvatim are gone for good.
So but there is that leaves out
Yehudim and Yamin. But you're right, Yehudim and Yamin, that's what's in the Stira. Aseres HaShvatim receive the bill of divorce, that's Pesach of Yehudim, they're gone for good. It doesn't mean every last person, it means the majority. There will still be remnants, survivors.
It's along the lines of Kibbutz Shenasin, Eid of Lagasha. Sure, that's, you know what I mean? You have to make a divorce at that point. You know, you can't
get to a certain point.
You could be
okay, you know. But this, the other passage, that's not what the Radak says. Okay, that's one point I want to make. The Radak does not say this. The Radak, from the Radak, everyone is coming back. The Aseres HaShvatim, they're coming back. And Yehudas, Binyamin, they're coming back. But when it says divorce means you're not going to have your own Malchus. That's all it means. I've given you a bill of divorce until this point in time. The Navi sanctioned that the Aseres HaShvatim can have their own legitimate Malchus. We tend to think that the Malchus of the Aseres HaShvatim was illegitimate. Not necessarily. Yeravam broke off from Rechavam. They created their own Malchus. They made their own Beis HaMikdash. That was definitely wrong. In Don and Beisel, that was definitely wrong. There's no question about it. But the fact that they had a Malchus that was sanctioned by Yehu, that was sanctioned by Achiah HaShiloini, that was sanctioned by Anavi. So it was a legitimate Malchus. It wasn't on the Madrega of David. That's a given, and they have absolutely no right to go build their own Beis HaMikdash and worship the idols and do what they want, but it was a legitimate Malchus. If they would have played their cards right, according to this interpretation, what the Radak seems to be saying is that even when Mashiach will come, they would still have a Malchus. When Mashiach will come, there'll be two parallel Malchus, Malchus David, that'll be the Iker, but there'll be a secondary Malchus in Klal Yisrael, the Malchus of Shevet, of the Aseres HaShvatim. Because they have sin to such a horrible degree of all of the sins that I mentioned in the Nevi'im, Hashem says, I'm stripping from you the Malchus. You're going into Galus, so you're going to have the Gros Tzaris and the Malchus, I mean, there's no Malchus. When Mashiach comes, you'll all come back. We'll get you back here some one way or another, but you're not going to have your own Malchus anymore. You're going to be subordinate to the Malchus of Yehuda. I'm giving you a safer Krisus only in regard to Malchus. Yehuda, you're also going to Galus for your terrible sins, but your sins are not going to result in the loss of your Malchus. When you will come back, you'll get Malchus. That's how the Radak learned shot in the Pasuk. Yeah.
This sefer krisus, and how do we understand it?
It's figurative. It doesn't mean literally. Hashem didn't write a piece of paper, gave a get. It's a figurative. It's symbolic. It's a metaphor. It's snavi. It's like a medrash. Now, there is one more interpretation, and that is the medrash. The medrash says that the divorce is really divorce, and the lack of divorce goes is for the entire Klal Yisrael. And what it really means is that we are in a state of limbo. It means is maybe I should read, but basically is that if Klal Yisrael misbehaves, if we misbehave to Hashem and then we cry to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I'm not responsible for you. I'm not responsible for you because I gave you a divorce. On the other hand, if we behave ourselves, Hashem says to the Umos Olam, how dare you harm my people? I never divorced them. We're somewhere in the middle. Let me read you the words. I'll take you back. Okay, but let me read you how he explained this medrash. Kosov Echa, this medrash appears in the medrash Tanoim in Devarim. It's a very obscure medrash in Devarim Lamed Beis. Here's what it says. Kosov Echa Remer Ezeh Sefer Krisos Imchem. Where is your divorce? Asher Shilachtiya. V'chosov Echa, the one person says Shilachtiya, V'atim Sefer Kiri Susecha Elecha. Stira. Keitza Yiskayim Bushnei Aksum Ahlalu. Hayer Bidostai Ben Yehuda. Moishloi Mashal. Lema Adam Adame. Lebelach Shakas Alisha. The king got angry at his wife. V'kosov La Get. A king got angry. He wrote to the queen of Get. V'zo'u Zerokoy La. He threw it at her. He threw it at her. But before she picked it up, V'chatofoy Mimeno. And he took it away from her. He grabbed it from her. Seemingly it means that she took it, but he grabbed it from her. Ukira, oh, and he ripped it up. He ripped it up. It says, seems that she took it and he ripped it up. Now, what's the point? So the both psukim are correct. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael a get, but Hashem took the get and destroyed it. So what's the point? When the woman, she says, King, you have to feed me. I want food. I need to be supported. You want food? Go to the videotape. Everyone saw online on YouTube. I threw you your bill of divorce. I threw it to you. You're divorced. I'm divorced. Now when she decides to go get married, to remarry, someone else wants to marry her. Hashem says, the king says, how dare you remarry? Show the da before you can remarry. Everyone knows you were once married to me. Show the world your divorce before you can remarry. Heichon hu gitech shegirashticha, bo which I have divorced you. So to kach b'shoy sheyishol oisim mitzvah neshal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael does Hashem's will, hu oimer lohem, Hashem says, eizes sefer kriso simchem. Hu b'shoy she'ein yishol oisim mitzvah neshal makoim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu oimer lohem, shilachticha, I have sent you away, vo etein es sefer kiri suseho eilecha. So the bottom line here is, we have over here really three interpretations to explain Shan the Pasuk. Either it's a complete severance, that Hashvatim are not going to return, Yehuda will return, or it means a reference to Malchus, or it means the Medrash that was somewhere in the middle. Okay, let's go further. Now one will finish up, the Radak will finish. We also can explain. This was the first interpretation I told you. It's going back to the simple interpretation. They never came back. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Sefer Krisus. Yehuda returned after 7 years, and they lived there for another 220 years. We have a tradition that was 420 years. Even though at this point in time they did not go into Golus, Hanavi Dibur Allah Asid was referring to the future. Yisrael Shehem Bezeh Agolus, and Nechama Shemnachim Shehem Bezeh Agolus Sheyeshuvu Ki Lo Nimku Ki Em Bavano Sehem. And it's also a Nechama for the Aseres Hashvat. And the only reason why you went to Gaul is because of your sins, but if you'll do Shuvu Shuvu Melakel Yashuv Shuvusim, they'll return. V'yama Keneged Yehuda Eze Sefer Kritzus Keneged Yehuda. We learn in Sefer Yeshaya, Kolamar, Ki Krovim Atem Loshuv Elai, Kamo Sheshavtem Pamacheres, you're close to return. Ki Ein Bini Ubinechem Krisus, between Yehuda, you're going to come back very soon, so there's no separation. Uveshuvam Yeshuv Gam Kein Shar Shvatim, but yet, and when you return, everyone will return with you. Ki David Ha'idavid Yimlech Al Kol Ashvatim, he's going back to the other parish. He said before, Vachinam Yecheskel, Hinei Ani Lokech Es Eitz Yosef Ashab Yad Ephraim, Veshifte Yishol Chaveirov, that's the Aseres Ashvatim, Nosata Sam Allah Es Eitz Yehuda, so they will one day return. Bogda, Bobitzere, I don't know what this means. Apol al derech hayochid, v'chein no teira es hakramim v'adam la. Okay, that concludes this pasuk. Just do the targum, and we finish with this pasuk. We can go to the next pasuk tomorrow. Pasuk ches in the targum. Ugali kodamai, it's revealed before me. Arei that. Alcohol isakdito de mischasnin. Lemesav, despite the fact that they want lemesav lefulchani de base Yisrael, aglesinun, they've gone into Golus. Kamo de yavin igeres, just like you give a bill of divorce piturin. Umeshalchin v'lo dechilu mishikraya, and Yehuda was not afraid of their sheker. V'lo dechilu mishikraya de base Yehuda achichon va'azalu. Uto afinun, they also made a mistake. Okay, well, that's similar to what we had before. The word sheker, we'll have to do it for tomorrow. All right, so tomorrow we'll pick up with the next pasuk, the pasuk test.